Welcome, everybody, to the FXR Privateer Island Life podcast. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. FXR is designed by racers for racers. It's the gear choice of Alex Ray, Cade Clayson, and many more. The attention to detail and quality that FXR strives to maintain comes back to the skilled team of designers, product engineers, and test riders who always push the brand to the next level. FXRRacing.com. Your factory ride starts with FXR. They stand by their products, and they stand by their riders. Grassroots guys is what they do so at FXR. So thanks for listening, everybody. This is episode number 2, Privateer Island Life. If you don't know what Privateer Island is, you got to get back into the Pulp Mix archives and dig around a little bit. But yeah, go do that. On the line with me, a couple of guys living on the island but trying desperately to get off like a Weston Pike. First up, he wears FXR and K1 Speed. Cade Clayson, what's up, Cade? How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How you doing? Hi, thanks for having me back.
How was the response from week one, bro?
That was good. You know, I got people tweeted at me and some Instagram people. They said they liked it. So, yeah, I'm pumped to be doing this.
Awesome. Also on the line, FXR Racing, K1 Speed, TXRS, Alex Ray. What is it? Did I screw it up?
Yeah, you did. It's TXS Productions.
I'm sorry for TXS Production guy. So let's talk a little bit about when we last caught up. A-Ray, you were driving across the country. The series moved east now. We're going to Dallas this weekend, is Minneapolis. And Cade, the big superstar Cade, was on one of those things called an airplane. And he ended up on the East Coast. And so, Ray, you had the harder week and everything else. But still beat Cade, though, A-Ray. Still managed to beat Cade in Dallas.
Yeah, I still managed to beat him. Oh, man.
You know what? He had to do 15 laps. I did 4.25, and he beat me by one position.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Cade. It took A-Ray all that time to do it.
You know, if I had a bike that was equivalent to my skills on a motorcycle, then he wouldn't even be in the picture.
That's pretty hurtful to all your sponsors that pretty much, you know,
equivalent.
It has nothing to do with my sponsors or anything. It has the fact that I can't work on my motorcycle. I don't know how. I know how.
Dude, I don't know what myself. Cade, what is A-Ray's deal? It was a Honda last year. Now it's a Husky. This guy just destroys motorcycles. Like, what is his deal? What's going on?
I don't know. He's a death trap. So he is. I mean, I'm not much better. I break a lot of stuff, too. But, I mean, A-Ray takes it to another level. We're both just really bad at working on bikes. Whenever I see my mechanic and he has to work on my bike after I've been away for a while, he gets really upset.
Hey, so A-Ray, you're based in Club MX with Cade. Is that it? You guys are now locked in there?
Yeah. It's a place to stay. Last year he asked me, he's like, hey, you want to come stay with me? And I was like, I don't really have the money. But since I've been whooping his ass in the main events, I got a little bit of extra money. So I'm renting a spot on this couch.
Move the phone around a little bit. Wait, move the phone around, Privateer Island Life. It's getting a shitty reception.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there it is.
Out here in the middle.
Okay, so wait, you're on the couch?
Well, I was last night. I went and got an air mattress today.
Okay, so you're on an air mattress at Cade's place at Club MX.
Yeah. hey, it works out good. It works out pretty good. He's got a nice place, and you know, it's like right next to the tracks, and it's just awesome here. Like, they have everything you need, you know. So it's
okay. Cade, the Club MX thing. What is it? Is it like a couple of supercross tracks? It seems like a lot of guys ride there. Is it just one track, or do you have a few to practice on?
No, we have two. Last year they built a second one. We have like an all clay one that is, it's really technical. And then we have like a more of like a sandy one almost up the road a little bit. Like, they're like a quarter of a mile apart. And that one's really good. Like it rained today and we'll be able to ride it tomorrow, no problem. So we have two like really different tracks that work out really good in our favor. Plus, like, you know, JGR is really cool with us. He'll let us come up and ride sometimes. We can go to south of the border. And so there's some other tracks we can go ride at. So we have our options around here.
Speaking of JGR, what about Phil? Phil's going to be out for a while.
As much as I know Phil doesn't feel bad for, say, me when I get hurt,
mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him because he was riding really good. And
I don't think Phil likes either one of you guys, to be honest. Hey, Ray.
No. He actually texted me back.
I almost
cost him fifth in the championship and outdoors, and he lets me know every single time.
And he texts you back, Cade?
Oh, yeah. Like, he's pretty cool with me. Like, he's not super disrespectful anymore. When I first met him, he was a total drop-off. But,
right.
You know, he's actually I've grown on him a little bit. I mean, we're still not, like, buddy-buddy, but
right.
He's friendly to me.
Poor Phil. He's going to be out all year. The struggle continues to get off Privateer Island on the FXR Racing Privateer Island podcast. Cade Clayson, Alex Ray. Let's talk a little bit of Dallas. Cade, what the hell happened to you? What was going on?
So we were already in the back of the pack because Jimmy crashed right in front of me, and I like hit his bike and kind of went up in the tough blocks. I had to get like around that mess. So we were already like way behind. And I was jumping through the whoops, and like A-Ray can vouch for me. There were some like rocks in the whoops, like especially in practice, there were like these black rocks. And there were nowhere else on the track except in the whoops. And I was jumping through, and I was already, like, committed to jumping again. And I clipped on with my front wheel in the bottom. And it threw my front end, like, to the side and up and blew my feet off the pegs. And I tried to hit my brake, and I couldn't. And I, like, looked, and I saw Jimmy. And I ditched my bike, and Jimmy hit like, my body. And I'm honestly pumped. I'm not pumped, but like I'm glad he hit me and not my bike, because if he would have hit my bike, it would have been really bad for both of us.
Yeah,
and even worse for him. Like he jumped up really quick, got on his bike, and took off. And you know, I was pumped. He was okay. I felt really bad because like there's nothing he could do. Like he came over after the race and checked on me. I'm like, man, if I was you, I'd be so mad at me. But he was like, man, we all got those whiskey moments. Like
Jimmy is not one to talk. He has whiskey moments.
I felt really bad, but yeah, I had a moment, and it sucked. I knocked the wind out of myself really bad, and you know, I've been really sore. I was limping around for 2 days, but I feel better now. I'm still pretty sore, but I should be okay for this weekend.
Yeah, dude, that's gnarly. Did you see any of this, A-Ray, or did you just go by him and you chuckled to yourself?
I mean, I see him laying there. I was just like, well, oh, damn, he done crashed again. but you know, I mean, you know, he's a buddy of mine, so I don't ever really want to see anybody crash like that. But, you know, I figured he done something sketchy in the whoops. So like, damn, that
okay.
Sucks. And just kept on racing.
So, Cade, the rock was, like, in the bottom? Like, I don't quite get it.
Yeah, there were big black rocks.
Yeah, okay, Alex, when I say Cade, and then I follow that with a question, that means it's Cade's turn to answer.
Oh, man.
Got shut down.
It's funny because the last time we came on the show, we were on our way there, and he was really nervous, and I was like, just don't be a cool guy. Interrupt me every time I talk, like last time we were on you together. And
it doesn't work well. If everybody talks at once. So that's why I try as the guy, the host, to try to specifically ask questions, you know, to each guy. That's all.
But yeah, there was like in practice, like there was that big rut down the middle.
Right.
And in our practice, there was a big rock in the rut.
Oh, jeez.
And like it was sketchy, but yeah, in the night show or in the main, I didn't even see it until like I was obviously already hitting it, but yeah, I just jumped and then jumped again, and I just clipped it with my front wheel, and I like got really whiskey, obviously, you know. Anyone who watched the race saw it at the end of the main, and it sucked.
A-Ray, so you saw this rock, you saw it also?
Yeah, there was actually more than one. They were pretty much scattered all over like the whoops. You know, I had one hit my skid plate, and I was like, holy cow, do I have a hole in my motor? It was like, they were big. They looked like bricks, but they were big black rocks. Like I have not seen anything like that on a supercross track yet, but I don't know what they used to build the track. It was like, maybe it might have been Monster Jam parts off.
Yeah,
it
could have been a crankshaft, right?
Yeah, so who knows what it was.
A-Ray, you made it through the semi this week. You've been riding well lately, ever since the David Villeman lesson, so keep that going, right? You got to be happy about that.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. You know, he gave me some good tips standing up. You know, coming out of a turn, if there's a rhythm section right there, you know, he just told me to get up on my toes really quick and stay low over the jumps. So that was really beneficial. And, yeah, I made it out of the semi this weekend. Thank you, Brady Kiesel. Holy cow, dude. Jeez. I heard the post-race with Weimer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude, I'd have been so pissed, too.
Okay,
used him for a freaking wall.
So Kiesel overjumps the triple, slams into Weimer. Weimer comes up to him after the race to discuss things, and he said he barely got anything out of his mouth, and Kiesel just started going, "We can race too, man." And the mechanic was like, "Yeah, man, we're on the track just like you." Weimer's like, "You hit me. Like, why are you mad at me?"
Like, all I know, I was behind Kiesel. You know, I was behind both of them for like a couple laps.
Yeah, you got a gift, A-Ray. You got a gift, but that's fine. That's racing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's racing. But in Jake's defense, Jake could not get around him because he was literally cross-jumping everywhere. And he was, I mean, I don't really know, but it was bad. And even right there, like, I couldn't jump onto the turn because he crossed over into my line and jumped to the inside. So I had to, like, check up and then go to the outside. But luckily, I didn't get caught up in all that stuff. And, yeah, I made the main out of the semi. It was good.
Kate, if you're Brady Kiesel and you make a mistake by overjumping and can't grab enough brake in time and you plow into a factory guy, you're probably not yelling back at the guy when he comes up to you, right? Or is that just me? Is it?
No, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, some people have brains.
I mean,
I don't think he overjumped it. I sure think he did it on purpose. Like,
no, stop it.
I can pass him back and still beat him. He totally jumped across the track to try to stuff him. Like,
I guess.
Like, he was aimed that way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't going that way. Straight. Definitely.
That's a good point. You're right. It wasn't exactly the race line, was it?
No. Like I watched it live. Like, I mean, don't look at me. I've cleaned out plenty of people in my day, but,
right.
You know, I don't clean out a factory guy for the last spot in the semi. You know,
Cade, you made it getting fourth in the LCQ, and when you're in that position, like, Politelli's a good rider, but you know you've had more success than him on the big bike, and maybe, you know, Cody Gilmore was a little ways behind you. Are you, Cade? Are you just thinking like, hey, I don't give a shit, I'm in. Like, just hold this together, and I'm in the main. Is that kind of mentality, or do you seriously just go like, oh, I got to get Politelli, get him?
No, not really. Like, I mean, as long as I'm in, I don't really care. Like, it's always better to be, like, first, second, or third.
Yep.
But, you know, like, I was in third, and Politelli passed me. Like, I had a rough night, or a rough day, whatever you want to call it.
Hold
like,
on, Clayson. You've had a rough 17. Let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah, like, it hasn't been going great, but...
I don't want to pile on here, no. But let's pile on, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, my night show wasn't going the best. I mean, I almost started third in, like, every race and just went back on third time. But, you know, I was just kind of holding on for dear life, trying to get to where I needed to be.
Yeah, no. So a little bit of that is just, hey, I'm in. It's not a great night, whatever. Like, just make it
like,
in.
I mean, I knew, like, if I could get to the main, I could go put in. Obviously, I didn't. But I knew I could go put in. Consistent laps. I may not be the fastest dude in the world, but
right.
At least I do all my laps and you know, beat some guys. So, like, I mean, honestly, like, if I would have done all the laps, like, I know A-Ray pulled off at like 15 because of his bike, but like, if I would have done, you know, 23 laps, I would have gotten like
26 is what
16th or something.
Yeah,
16th or 17th. Like, I mean, I could have gotten laps three times and still beaten five, six dudes.
A-Ray, was it a because you know? Cade went out early, A-Ray. So was it a mess, like, with Tomac and Reed? Well, Reed was it probably after you pulled off, but Tomac and Webb and Baggett at different points? Were you, like, wondering what was going on? Are you lapping them? Are they lapping me? Are they passing me for the first time?
I was so confused. I come around the finish line, right. And I look at my pit board. Mike is like, go, go, go. You know, Mike.
Right.
And my pit board says I'm in 16th. I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know? And, you know, I had, like, Eli Tomac. I honestly thought that he was lapping me because I got blue flags. But he was like a little bit in front of the leaders. I got blue flags. I actually let him by. But he wasn't.
No.
He wasn't even. Yeah, he was behind me. So
right.
I was just like, what the heck? You know, but it was. I mean, what happened to my bike? There was nothing wrong with the bike. I think it's the fuel boiled because it was really hot out that day. And yeah, like on the Huskies, the head. Sits like right below the gas tank. Like you can't even stick a finger through it. So I think that's what happened. Hopefully.
No, your fuel didn't boil. It was not hot enough to boil. No chance.
I don't know, man. That's the only thing that we could come up with. Cause there was like it was getting on my jersey. Cause like I had like, my jersey smelled like gas.
That's the FXR gas jersey. They got it brand new out.
It must be, I don't know. But man, it just sucks. Cause I was having such a good day. Like, I missed out on a lot of points, I feel. You know, I mean, yeah. I qualified first in my practice, which I didn't get a bonus for, you know.
Oh, but, yeah, add these bonuses up. I'll pay you. Don't worry. Add these bonuses
and,
up.
All right, well, I won both of my practices in the D practice. I mean, I qualified good, 21st. You know, I made the main out of the semi.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a pretty decent start. You know, I got shuffled back a little bit. I had a great first. 6 or 7 laps. I was right behind Mike. You know, I was in 16th, and then I was going through the rhythm section, and my bike just starts cutting out, like, in the transitions, like, under a load. It just started sputtering, and it did not sound good. So, you know, I was like, well, I'm not going to ride this thing. I'm not going to die.
No, it is not worth it.
I was obviously pretty pissed off, but, you know, luckily I got a good group of people, you know, like, you know, I had some family there, Mike's family and stuff like that. And, you know, all the guys from Munn, Big Dan, and all those dudes, they were there to help me out and anything I needed. So, you know, I had some good people around me, thankfully, you know, to keep me up. So that was good.
That was the serious A-Ray Clayson right there. That was, mm-hmm. That was a serious A-Ray. Do you still have a mechanic for this weekend, A-Ray, or what? What's going on with the mechanic situation?
No, I don't have one.
Do you want to try to get one off this podcast?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, hopefully, you know, if there's anybody listening, you know, and they want to help out, let me know. Right now I don't have a mechanic, and Pookie's coming, and I can't have you.
No.
So.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Cade, and this doesn't apply to you so much because you went out early, but on my show this week and on my column on RacerX Online, I talked and A-Ray, you listened to Mookie and on that post-race podcast. These yeah. guys are telling me like these tracks can't handle these extra laps. It's and you talked about the rock and everything else going on that was in the whoops that K that you hit. Do you feel a little bit of this, A-Ray? Like these tracks are just getting hammered. They're down to the concrete or plywood. They're sketchy. They're a little dangerous. Like, what do you think? These guys have a point.
Yeah, they definitely have a point. You know, I pulled off early. I pulled off probably still with 5+1 to go, and there was concrete everywhere. After the second set of whoops, you go left and do that rhythm section.
Mm-hmm.
The right where the long rhythm goes down.
Yeah.
I was struggling because I was hitting the rut, and it was like down to the concrete. I was spinning so bad because hitting the concrete, I could barely get over the little double. I was like, holy cow.
Right.
Like,
the double was easy.
Breaking away.
Right.
You know, like this last weekend, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I don't think they had enough dirt. I honestly don't think.
I don't know if they ever have enough dirt. Yeah.
What are they going to do whenever it goes to Indy, whenever the ruts are so bad? Like it's a real danger to the riders, you know, because the ruts can only get so deep before their pegs start dragging, before people are doing Supermans, going to Indonesia. Like, you know. Crazy. I don't know how it's going to happen, but
Clayson, do you want to weigh in on this? Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's, I mean, they had laps for a reason, you know. I know they they wanted to make it more racing, but they didn't compensate with more track time to fix the track, you know what I mean? So really it's just getting way gnarlier, and you know, these dudes are going really fast right now, and you know, the sketchier it gets, the more danger it gets. And like, I think that kind of played into why there were so many crashes this weekend, because in practice and in the heat races and stuff, the track was so fast because it's so short. And like it was really, I think the track was relatively easy this week.
Yeah.
Like everybody went out and did the rhythms the first practice. Like when the C group and the B group and the 250 class do the big rhythms, the first practice, you know, it's like pretty easy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And like, I'm not trying to diss those guys at all.
No, I agree. In Glendale, there was stuff that guys couldn't do, and I like it like that.
Yeah. And that slows it down, you know? And this weekend, like, everyone was doing the same thing, and it was really fast. And, you know, in the first 250 heat race, three people got landed on off the triple. Like, they keep doing these triples out of the flat 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's sketchy because it gets really hard packed and slippery, and then there's chatter bumps up the face of the triple, and guys get whiskey and case it, and then the dude behind them lands on them, and
because they don't want to put a bull berm there because of people going into the stands.
Nets.
Thank you, A-Ray. Nets. Exactly. No, I think this is a real problem. I think this is. I'm going to keep talking to guys and keep trying to snoop around a little bit. But guys, I mean, Malcolm Stewart's an incredible rider. Cole Seeley's a great rider. Jake Weimer's a great rider. And these guys are like, dude, it's sketchy. It's sketchy out there. So, you know, I mean, yeah. I think it's a legitimate complaint.
Yeah, no, it is. It's like riding in the afternoon. Like, it's not safe, you know.
What about when someone like Schmidt doesn't make the main, does the island celebrate, or does the island mourn? How does the island feel? Because he's the top privateer. He's on the island, but you know, we talked about last week, he's in his own little alcove, or he's off paddling around off into the thing, but he washed his front end, didn't make the main. What's the reaction on the island, A-Ray?
Seems like his boat ran out of gas. You know, I mean, everybody has bad weekends, you know. I mean, he's more than capable of being in the main event each weekend, you know. I mean, he proved it. And, I mean, I think he just had a bad weekend with rough starts and a few crashes. I mean, I think he had a couple crashes in practice. We've seen a couple photos earlier of him.
Yeah, crashing the whoops, right?
Yeah, crashing the whoops, and also at the end of one of the rhythms, took a little bit of a trip to Indonesia.
Dude, if the head of Privateer Island starts struggling.
Not anymore. Yeah. It's me. 314.
314, number one. Did you guys go, okay, did you go 2-3 in that rhythm, or did you stick to 2-2-3?
I honestly think I was the only privateer to go 2-3.
2-3 in. I don't know if there was much difference. A-Ray, did you do it?
No, I didn't. You know, me and Cade talked about it, you know, before the second practice. He's like, we were watching JB, Justin Brayton, do it. And he's like, Cade's like, man, I think I'm going to try it. I was like, you can have at that shit. I was like, it's not that much faster. I was like, I'm not going to worry about it. I just kept doing 2-2-3-3. You know, and he was doing it perfectly fine. Cade was. So, I mean, I think it was a little bit more comfortable for him to do.
Yeah, Cade. And, so, it was all right for you? Like, no problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. I actually kind of preferred it. In the night show, they, like, dug it out a little bit more, so it was a lot more difficult. But, like, it was less sketchy because we didn't have to land on the five-footer and, like, sit into him. So, I was able to jump and land on the three-footer, so it made it a lot nicer.
Hey, Ray, did you see Tomac triple in? In practice?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Kay, did you see that?
I didn't.
Yeah, at some point he tripled in. He only did it once or twice.
Yeah.
He
would have had to hit both the bigs, so I feel like that would have been slow.
You guys.
Yeah, that's why no one did it.
Yeah, they went in. You guys didn't go to your lounge and watch the dartfish video and compare?
No.
No? Okay, just checking.
No. I mean, we have...
we have Brian McDonald coming around with the videos, you know, and I mean, you've seen it, Steve. He had the videos broke down and stuff like that. I mean, we went over that and we realized that it was only like half a bike length difference to go 2-3-3 or go 2-2-3-3. So
I don't know anything about Brian McDonald and videos. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, Brian McDonald, he's my mental coach. He's at the races. He does like the video stuff and he breaks down the videos and matches us with other people to see where we're losing time.
Did I meet this guy at Anaheim?
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah,
my bad.
Hey, look at this. You had your whole posse there and you was all like, oh yeah, with all your cool dudes while Brian was there, I think.
Right. My bad. Yeah. Okay.
Alex. Alex, what Brian does is what Dartfish is, like the breaking down the video. That's what that is. Like, you know that,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Kate. I'm deep into the privateer island. I've never had an agent or a house or plane flights or any of all that stuff. So excuse me.
We are on the same flight for the next three races. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, it's coming out of my pocket.
Stop trying to play the broke card.
I'm broke.
The broke card. I like that. Our FXR podcast here, FXR Privateer Island podcast, FXR.com, FXRRacing.com. Their focus is on sizing, fitting, and venting, has carried over the motocross gear from the snow stuff, and they always testing newest, lighter, and better materials to give you the look and feel that people are wanting. I'll start with you, A-Ray. Are you upset that you have not made the Seven Deuce Deuce Lit Kit Awards yet? You have not even been nominated.
I mean, I've been pretty kitted out, but my matching hasn't really been very good. You know, yeah. I got to match my boots with my gear and stuff like that. So, I mean, I get it, you know, but I know my kit's lit every weekend, you know, running my FXR gear, especially the Revo stuff. It's really new. It's really stretchy, light, and the jerseys are so comfortable. It's like, it honestly is like the same material as like, say like the stretchy Fox gear, but more durable, I think. So man, the new FXR gear is so great.
The Seven Deuce Deuce. Does he think that Privateer Island has the ability to pull out matching A-Star boots every second week? Like, come on, bro.
I honestly don't know. I don't think so.
Hey, I was supposed to wear the pink stuff that A-Ray wore this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it would have matched my boots perfect. I got pink boots, so the A1s, whatever. My boots, I would have been kitted out, but I didn't get my gear didn't show up in time.
He's really big, Seven Deuce Deuce, on like, yeah, matching gloves and boots and everything. Like Marvin had two different color gloves on this weekend, you know, one orange and one gray to kind of match the sleeves. And this blue Seven Deuce Deuce is mined. He loved it. He thought it was awesome. So just giving you guys a little tip there. You know, to try to get into the deal. So Minneapolis this weekend, going to be cold. You guys are going to be pitted indoors a little bit. Does that change anything for you, Clayson? Do you like that, or does it matter to you? Little different setup?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the cold, but, you know, we'll be inside all day. So once we're warm, we're good. I actually was going to ask. I don't know. Are the pits, so like the rigs and everything go inside? Is it kind of like Atlanta? Or I don't know.
All the rigs are going to be all lined up like Toronto.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so you guys will be deep in the bowels of the new stadium.
So there's no pits this weekend, huh?
No.
Oh, it's just like we're down in the hallway.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. I've been trying to say that to you.
Oh, okay. I get it. Hey, I'm good with that. I had my best finish in Toronto last year when we were pitted in the hallway. So, you know, whatever works.
Yeah. What's up, A-Ray?
I said, how am I supposed to see all my fans?
I don't know, bro.
Out there, you know?
I don't know. You know what? It's going to be a crushing blow to all your fans in Minneapolis.
Oh, man. That's going to be bad.
So we just keep this main event streak going, I guess, huh, A-Ray? That's the plan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, keep the main event stuff going, but also beating Cade in the main events. You know, that's major key right there. And getting points, you know. And I honestly, you know, this weekend I probably could have been – if I was top 15, I could have been tied with Christoph. Of course, I know he's not racing anymore. Him and Jimmy, because I think they have 10 points, and I have 5 now.
Yeah.
So I would have been tied with them, but shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right.
It's part of it. But yeah, just keep the streak going, you know.
Clayson, A-Ray, how many points did you get last year in Supercross?
5.
Oh, so bro, you've already matched your career best here.
Dude, I'm killing it.
He's killing it, Clayson.
He's killing it. I know. I've told him he's riding good.
Clayson is the Eeyore of this podcast. Like the Eeyore. What did you call him last week? Ray?
Eeyore.
A hippo. He's the hippo, bro.
No, I don't hate on him. Like, he is. He's riding really good. Like,
right.
I mean, I don't hate on him at all. Like, I know I'm struggling and stuff, but I'm figuring it out. I'm feeling better and better. But, no, Alex is riding good. You know, I mean, to look at it for me, too, like, I've raced 5 races and I've made 3 mains. Last year I raced, at this point, 6 races and I had made 2 mains. So,
oh, okay.
In all reality, yep. You know, I'm doing better too, but
sure.
My main finishes aren't better and I've crashed and hurt myself a couple of times, but you know, there's ways to look at it negatively and ways to look at it positively. So I'm trying to stay positive.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. You're absolutely right. And yes, A-Ray, you're 3 for 6. K-Ray, you're 3 for 5. Okay. So, yeah, not too bad of a year. So this weekend, we don't know if Josh Grant's coming back. Brayton is probably out. So it looks like the odds or the number of privateer guys in the main should stay about the same, right?
Barsha comes back.
Is he coming back for sure? Do we know?
He posted on Instagram, can't wait for Minneapolis.
Oh, I'm blocked, so I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. You got to be on the friend list.
Can you guys screenshot it and send those to me when you get them? So,
yeah.
Okay, so Barsha comes in.
But I think Starling's going to ride a 450 this weekend. AJ Cash getting on a 450 this weekend. Like, Privateer Island grew a little bit.
Oh, but, shit.
You know, those are good dudes, too. So,
yep.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that the dudes we're racing right now aren't good, but, you know, it just adds to the deepness of, you know, dudes who should be in the main event every weekend. You know, there's 25 dudes that should be in the main every weekend, and there's only 22 spots. So
yeah, it is crazy.
There's always those guys who go home.
Do you, Kay? Do you look at the track maps for that coming race and think about them and look at them?
I look at them a little bit just to see, like this weekend we have back-to-back Dragons backs again, like those stupid things, and just to see, like, you know, what if there's something I've never seen before or something that, like, I'm good at that I can be pumped for. But, I mean, you never really know, like, what exactly they're going to be because they change. You know, they could make it a 5-footer instead of a 3-footer, and it throws off the whole rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't really base your whole night off of looking at the track map. But, yeah, I definitely look at them before I head up there.
A-Ray, you ever been to Minneapolis?
I've been to Minneapolis in the old stadium, but I didn't race. I actually had a broken leg. I was on crutches. But
For me, like, as a guy that's been on the series for a long time, I get excited to go to new stadiums. You know, Minneapolis, no big deal. I've been there dozens of times, but I like the fact we get to go to a new stadium. I always think that's pretty cool. That's just me, you know, new press box.
Yeah. Like the new stadium. Yeah. I haven't really seen any pictures, but I think, I mean, from what I heard, it's going to be pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I drove home from Dallas this weekend, I drove home Sunday back to club. And when I drove through Atlanta, I saw the new Mercedes Stadium there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, does it look cool. Oh, that'll be so cool to race in next year.
Yeah, we'll be there next year. Yeah, exactly. What do you guys think about this? Arena Cross guys can't race the Supercross on Saturday. I mean, you're probably like that idea because it, you know, just less of these jerky privateer guys you got to fight. But I can't believe they're doing that. It would have been so much more exciting to let the Arena Cross guys race Supercross the next day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been really cool, you know, to see like Jace and Gavin and those guys come up and just see where they mix in. But I think it makes sense unless they're going to change like the rhythms and stuff that they had built. Then, you know, I don't really think it's fair. You know, it's like the guys who get to ride 2 10-minute sessions on press day, I don't think that's fair either.
What?
You know, they get to go out. No way.
What
would
like,
you get to go out and learn all the rhythm sections before anyone else has a chat?
First of all,
I spend half my day trying to learn the rhythm sections.
First of all, you can get in those press days if you ask around and try to get in there.
No, I've tried.
And they say no?
Somebody doesn't like me because last year I tried multiple times a month ahead of time for a few rounds, and I just couldn't get in. I finally just gave up. I don't even care anymore.
But they don't let privateers in there too much, so I mean.
Oh yeah, they do. Last year I went to one and watched, and there was a kid there who hadn't even made a night show, and then there was another kid there who it was his first round.
Privateers. It's probably from that local area.
I think the TPJ crew has a little bit of pull on that. But yeah, I did a lot of the press days last year. Yeah, and Cade, he was wondering how I was getting in them, but I never told him. And I still ain't going to tell him. But
come on.
Like, I offered the guy my roof. Like, I made him dinner tonight. Like,
no, he didn't.
I helped him fix his bike. He even gets here. He doesn't have anywhere to put his bike. He's like, hey, man, can I, like, use your shop for a while I'm here? Like, I got to share my bench with the guy.
I'll lose
all my space.
Hey, Ray, you'll be paying Clayson something. Come on.
Yes, I am paying rent. It's not very much, no. But he also sugarcoats it a little bit. He gave me his leftovers that he had for dinner. And, yes, I'm using a little bit of a shop space, and I'm staying on his floor, but I'm still paying rent.
Who cooks?
Cade.
Me and Henry.
Okay.
A-Ray can't cook. So it's like an FXR cabin, you know, Henry Miller, uh-huh. Alex and myself. It's like a full FXR squad in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But Alex doesn't know how to cook, so Henry and I have to be parents.
Where's the closest?
Henry's like a child.
Henry's like a child. He's like a child. We have to introduce him to the world. Do you guys, where's the closest restaurant? Can you go there or no?
There's a little thing in Chesterfield, it's called Pig and Vittles. It's a little like barbecue restaurant. They have like pulled pork and pulled chicken and stuff like that. And there's a little Mexican restaurant, but you know, we're out here in the middle of nowhere, and honestly, it's really good because we can focus on what we have to do and really get some work done.
Who's better?
I think it's super beneficial.
Who's better on the bicycle?
Dude, that's not even a question.
No comment.
A-Ray can't hang.
A-Ray's,
I am so A-Ray sore can't. Right now. I went, no, okay, so Kay didn't go mountain biking today. I went mountain biking, and I
have a mountain bike.
I crashed my brains out today on the mountain bike. I almost had a career ender. Like, it was bad. It was coming down a hill, and a freaking front tire just went right in a hole, and there's like a rock on the like the far side of the hole, so it just stuck. And I went straight down to my face. Oh man!
Anyway,
but in the meantime, I'm just riding my road bike, being 110% safe.
Yeah,
and you know, just crushing it.
Well, A-Ray doesn't exactly have a cyclist's physique. Let's cut him some slack here, Clayson.
Yeah,
I can go down the hill fast.
I just, you know, I got to give him crap when I can because he's beat me the last few times. So, you know, I got to bring his head down a little bit.
He's been tweeting, I beat Cade. He tweets, I beat Cade. That's all he has to say.
Yeah,
he even Instagrammed it today.
You Instagrammed it today, Ray?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did.
You got to see it. It's actually a photo from practice, me going over the finish line, and it has like 314 on the board and then 80 underneath, and I said beat Cade.
Nice. I think, listen, A-Ray, I know you're paying a little bit of rent and everything, but if Henry Miller and Clayson are cooking, you should take these guys to dinner once a week.
Yeah, I know. I should probably.
But listen to that.
I don't know. I mean, I feel bad now. But then again, off the phone, off the record, Cade gives me more shit than everybody thinks. Like, he gives me shit. They both do, okay? We all give each other shit, so it's not as bad.
Yeah, it's privateer island life. I get it. I've been there.
It's never ending.
I've been there, dude, as a mechanic anyways.
It's great, you know. Like, we honestly, like, here at Club, we have... There's so much stuff here. I mean, they got two supercross tracks, three outdoor tracks, a gym, like a trainer, like everything here to succeed. It's honestly like the best place to train. It's more than a training facility, I think, just because you get so much out of it, and we're just feeding off of each other all the time. You know, that's, you know, I came here during the summertime in between races, and it was, you know, Cade's like, hey, man, like, want to come to club this week? And I was like, yeah, I really do. I've always wanted to come there, you know, just seeing stuff on Instagram and stuff like that. And I came down, I stayed for like a week, and then ever since then, it's like, man, I don't want to leave, because, like, it's so structured here and so serious and everything like that. And that's what I wanted to do coming into the Supercross series. I wanted to elevate my you know, my program. And it's honestly, it's paying off, you know. So I can't give these guys enough thanks, because, you know, I mean, even Cade, you know, just, you know, day in, day out, pushing me pushing him, and Henry and Cameron McAdoo, and, you know, the whole program is just, it's good.
Speaking of McAdoo, we did our 250 East preview podcast today with Wygan and JT, and I picked McAdoo as my super, super sleeper. How's he looking?
Also, didn't Watson, he mentioned him as a sleeper also, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking good.
He's all in. Looking for sure.
Yeah.
So, really? Like, good. You guys think, are we talking top 10?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't really know he's who's definitely all coming in, like.
Uh-huh.
I think he's got the fitness to be top 5. But I think he's going to be, like, nervous and stuff, like,
right.
Like Monster Cup, he could, you know, the kids aren't, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
The kids aren't top notch, so,
yeah, they're guys that
like he can make mistakes, he can fade a little bit, and he can still win, but and up there, I think he'll have a really good start, and, you know, I think he'll do really well. I think he'll be super consistent. Like I said, he has the fitness to run with anybody, so.
That's a bold statement, Clayson.
Man, I'm not even kidding. He's seriously the most fit dude I've ever trained with. Like,
wow.
I'd put him, like, I've trained with Adam. I've trained with a lot of dudes, and he's really gnarly. And it's a good dude to train with. Like, he's super serious about it. Like, he takes it 110% serious. And, even, you know, he gets wild sometimes, but I meant wild on the track.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, not like mounds of coke or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all do, and I think he's going to have to learn some at the races, but I think he'll do really well just because he's so fit and strong.
A-Ray said earlier that everyone feeds off each other at club, but I would say that actually Alex is feeding off Henry Miller and yourselves cooking.
That would be 110% true.
Yeah.
Mostly because, you know. Yeah, my breakfast cooking skills are
on point
beyond anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I love breakfast more than anything, food-wise. And I just, like, I don't care if I'm riding. If I'm not riding, I'm up and I'm cooking a big breakfast. And it's usually, some sort of very good meat. Schmidt would always give me crap because he'd wake up in the morning and the whole house would smell like bacon and sausage because I'd be down there cooking breakfast.
Wow, who knew?
Okay, so Cade is 3% body fat, okay? He can eat whatever the hell he wants. It pisses me off so bad. Okay, all he eats is meat. He is like, he can kill a cow and eat the whole thing and still be hungry. It makes me so mad, like,
yeah.
Ooh, it makes, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, A-Ray. I hear you. Believe me.
I'm
exercising all the time, nonstop. I just can't seem to shed the weight. All right, guys, FXR Racing, Privateer Island Life. Congrats to both of you on the main in Dallas. And always like to catch up with you guys and find out what's going on and what's the latest. And we'll see about McAdoo this weekend, Clayson. You've built him up pretty good. So, We'll take it up.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get a whole shot, and he's not going to get tired. So I have him somewhere in the top 10.
Yeah, okay.
You know how you guys, Aaron and I listened to the show earlier. I think we listened to it today. And you guys were talking about how in practice, guys will go out and they'll just ride around and be slow and, you know, take their time.
Yeah.
Well, we do, like, our timed qualifying for, like, our, like, we'll do simulation days. When we do that, everybody, like JB, it doesn't matter who it is, they all take full laps.
McAdoo doesn't. He is constantly putting in meters.
Wow.
He is like the shit.
He can put in 100 laps a day and be fine.
I don't know why some of these big factory guys, they literally put in 2 laps and then they get mad if you get in their way. Like, guys, like, get out there and get riding and get your arms going and get the blood flowing. And like, I don't understand some of these guys. They literally just cruise around, you know? I don't know. I feel that maybe that's a confidence thing or something, you know?
They don't make them like they did in the 90s.
No, they don't.
Early 2000s.
You're damn straight. Like Nick Way, Tim Ferry, Kelly Smith, those type of heroes.
Dude, did Way really make like 1.5 mil?
Yeah.
One of his salaries. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think he's...
Aaron and I are over here like struggling to make like 20 grand. And those dudes back in the day, like...
Yeah.
Making that much money, well, and we battle with him now? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, Way said his best year is like 1.6 or something, he told me. That money was good back then, boys. Better than it is now, that's for sure. But having said that, Way podiumed 450 Supercrosses, you know? He's made 3 450 Supercross podiums.
And he won for Mitch.
And he won a national for Mitch, won Millville in 99. So I mean,
I get a little bit
more than
what
you'd have done. So
no, I'm just saying, the money was better back then. I'm not going to deny that. Absolutely, right. Crushing it.
What do you think a guy like Tyler Evans or someone like of that?
Evans probably made $150,000.
Wow.
From Fly and his different sponsors, and then his he got season ending privateer money and everything else, you know. Back then they had $35,000 for top privateer and all that. So, $150,000 probably back in the day.
Dang.
That blows my mind, man.
how do they register who the top privateer is? Like,
that's why they don't do it anymore. They couldn't figure it out. Everyone was kind of cheating the system.
I'm honestly going to cut my hair, get frosted tips.
Do it, bro.
Bring back the acid jeans, like everything.
Well, the acid jeans are like the mid-80s, so you'd be a little bit off if you brought those back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about either frosted tip or a mullet.
Hit up Andy for FXR money. Get Andy to, you know, quadruple your salaries for FXR money. Look at this podcast going.
I have. I got shut down.
all right, boys. Well, hey, FXRRacing.com. Alex Ray, Cade Clayson, thanks very much. Everyone's tracking you guys, and well, good luck in Minneapolis, and hopefully I'll see you both there. Thanks, boys.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Yep. Thank you.